2 Chronicles, chapter 24. Joash was 7 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Zibiah, of Beersheba. And Joash did that which was right in the eyes of Yahweh all the days of Jehoiada the priest. And Jehoiada took for himself 2 wives, and he begot sons and daughters. And it came to pass after this, that Joash was minded to restore the house of Yahweh. And he gathered together the priests and the Levites, and said to them, Go out to the cities of Judah, and gather of all Israel silver to repair the house of your God from year to year, and see that you hurry the matter. Nevertheless the Levites did not hurry it. And the king called for Jehoiada the chief, and said to him, Why haven't you required of the Levites to bring in out of Judah and out of Jerusalem the tax of Moses the slave of Yahweh, and of the assembly of Israel, for the tent of the testimony? For the sons of Athaliah, that wicked woman, had broken up the house of God, and also they bestowed all the dedicated things of the house of Yahweh on the Baalim. So the king commanded, and they made a chest, and set it outside at the gate of the house of Yahweh. And they made a proclamation through Judah and Jerusalem, to bring in for Yahweh the tax that Moses the slave of God laid on Israel in the wilderness. And all the princes and all the people rejoiced, and brought in, and cast into the chest, until they had made an end. And it was so, that, at what time the chest was brought to the king's officers by the hand of the Levites, and when they saw that there was much silver, the king's scribe and the chief priest's officer came and emptied the chest, and took it, and carried it to its place again. Thus they did day by day, and gathered silver in abundance. And the king and Jehoiada gave it to such as did the work of the service of the house of Yahweh, and they hired masons and carpenters to restore the house of Yahweh, and also such as wrought iron and bronze to repair the house of Yahweh. So the workmen wrought, and the work of repairing went forward in their hands, and they set up the house of God in its state, and strengthened it. And when they had made an end, they brought the rest of the silver before the king and Jehoiada, of which were made vessels for the house of Yahweh, even vessels with which to minister and to offer, and spoons, and vessels of gold and silver. And they offered burnt offerings in the house of Yahweh continually all the days of Jehoiada, but Jehoiada waxed old and was full of days, and he died. He was 130 years old when he died. And they buried him in the city of David among the kings, because he had done good in Israel, and toward God and his house. Now after the death of Jehoiada came the princes of Judah, and made obeisance to the king. Then the king listened to them. And they forsook the house of Yahweh, the God of their fathers, and served the Asherim and the idols, and wrath came upon Judah and Jerusalem for this their guiltiness. Yet he sent prophets to them, to bring them again to Yahweh, and they testified against them, but they would not give ear. And the Spirit of God came upon Zechariah the son of Jehoiada the priest, and he stood above the people, and said to them, Thus says God, Why do you transgress the commandments of Yahweh, so that you can't prosper? Because you have forsaken Yahweh, he has also forsaken you. And they conspired against him, and stoned him with stones at the commandment of the king in the court of the house of Yahweh. Thus Joash the king didn't remember the kindness which Jehoiada his father had done to him, but slew his son. And when he died, he said, Yahweh look at it, and require it. And it came to pass at the end of the year, that the army of the Syrians came up against him, and they came to Judah and Jerusalem, and destroyed all the princes of the people from among the people, and sent all the spoil of them to the king of Damascus. For the army of the Syrians came with a small company of men, and Yahweh delivered a very great host into their hand, because they had forsaken Yahweh, the God of their fathers. So they executed judgment on Joash, and when they had departed from him, for they left him very sick, his own slaves conspired against him for the blood of the sons of Jehoiada the priest, and slew him on his bed, and he died, and they buried him in the city of David, but they did not bury him in the tombs of the kings. And these are those who conspired against him, Zabad the son of Shimeath the Ammonites, and Jehosabad the son of Shimrath the Moabitess. Now concerning his sons, and the greatness of the burdens laid on him, and the rebuilding of the house of God, look, they are written in the commentary of the book of the Kings. And Amaziah his son reigned in his stead.